Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Tuesday, January 14th, and it's after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Of course, Aaron Green is joining me. I took her mic all together because the studio is full. So, no, the point is I should be able to talk today. So because I'm holding the mic hostage. So if you hear her voice, that means she grabbed the mic from me, and then she's in charge, and I'm just going to just watch her talk. Today, we have a big-time movie producer in studio. Yeah, I mean he's big-time. I don't know if you know him. Do you know him? You tell me about something about the immigration thing.
You should have seen this by when he was an immigration officer.
Yeah. Real immigration officer?
I mean, he could catch you, really catch you.
Because yeah. I have a cousin who's an immigration officer. He could run. I mean, he's chased people.
But he ever catch anybody?
That's the question. Did he
catch somebody?
Well, no. But anyway, I have Stefan Liburn, Bahamian, in studio. Let me see if I get to pronounce this correct. Muller's International. He's going to explain all of that, right? That's his brand, what he's trading under, right? But he writes big time stage plays, and there's going to be Yubi is hosting his stage play come Friday and Saturday, and they're kind of the entire college university is kind of excited to be hosting him. So I'm excited because they are excited, and I said, let me bring him on to for those who are listening, right, could be able to attend and take part of this. So without further ado, let me introduce formally Mr. Internationally Acclaimed, by the way. Right, this is not a no small timer, so it's like a privilege to have him in studio. So this is why I want to herald and let people know this is a big time I have in studio.
I mean, you could just say the boy is like 6'4", you know, you ain't call him a big timer like that.
Just because I done grow don't mean you got to throw shade. He is tall. He's taller than I am. But without further ado, Stefan Liburn brought an entire team and some celebrities amongst them who the Bahamian people are acquainted with. This play, Reindeer Tales. I think it's a play on words, you know, because I'm not sure if we're looking at the tales of reindeer. And if, I know Christmas gone, but I would love to understand what exactly am I looking at. I'm picturing the reindeer, you know, and then I'm looking at his tail, and I say, it can't be about that.
You know where reindeer are from, Mr. Nuri?
Yeah.
You know where they from?
No.
Reindeers are from, like, we call the area, like, the Caucasus Mountains. They, like, it cold. It far up and it cold. You ever seen anybody from that region?
No.
I don't understand why they all look like they from Long Island.
Ah, yeah, I have some.
So I figure that's what the play is about, like the migration from Caucasus Mountains to Long Island. That's what it's about, right?
Okay. Anyway, Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th. I'm going to start with Stefan. There's got a problem when you call on their name, Stephen. Stefan Liburn, right? Introduce, tell us a brief summary of your play. What it's about, and of course, some of the cast you have here, and why Bahamians need to come and visit. Because I know foreign people like watch your things, but I want to know why Bahamians should come and watch it.
All right. So, firstly, Stefan Lightborn, a.k.a. Mullers International. Mullers like the macaroni, but not spelt the same. This is, can I make some adjustments to the intro? I appreciate it, and it's a big time. But I'm a professional host, new local comedian, new to playwright, but also an actor. So I'm stage actor, but this is my first playwright. Former stage manager, and so I did everything except wrote a play. But I do manage production and also do a lot of acting. We did a lot of improv back in the day with Aaron. And so that's where she would have known me from. So when I was just a wee fresh in this whole production era, Aaron was one of the, I guess, veterans at the time. I looked up to her doing some acting.
So you know Aaron when she was funny?
I know Aaron.
I'm not funny. I mean, funny, ha-ha. I mean, you know Aaron.
Hold on. Okay, so I knew Erin when she was hilarious, yes. I mean, not to say that she's not hilarious now. Let me, you know what?
It's a sophisticated blend of misery now.
Yes,
it takes
a
certain palette.
Obviously, I brought company with me. So, so Rain That Tale, I'll get into it before I get into some of my cast members that I brought with me. Rain That Tales is not the tales like you wag, not the tales that the reindeer wag, but the story that they tell, because apparently Santa has been arrested and he has been accused of multiple charges, all right? Some of these charges include some things like breaking and entering, driving with under the influence, well, flying under the influence and stuff like that. So he has his colleagues, these reindeer that has human personalities. So in the North Pole, all of these characters, they kind of have human characteristics. So
is a reindeer like in the North? Is a North Pole reindeer like a Bohemian pot cake?
Okay, so it's a mixture between the North Pole reindeer, but you have Bohemian reindeer in there. So these reindeer stem from different.
Some migration
been happening. We have some reindeer that came from the Bahamas. When Santa came to the Bahamas, he found some reindeer.
Because they have a whole reindeer adoption network.
What you didn't know about. They have a foundation that the Bahamas don't know, because we don't see the reindeer,
so
of course.
Give us more detail about the plot.
So the plot is Santa was arrested, and these reindeer are being investigated, which includes to his wife, Mrs. Claus, and also the toy workshop. And so all of these persons are under heavy investigation, somewhat. Apparently, the investigators don't have enough information or evidence, I should say, to keep Santa. So he's just in holding right now. So it left up to the reindeer.
Does this involve a police plane and going to the United States?
No.
Investigation, and I got your flashback.
Any of them reindeer named El Chapo?
No. But we do have reindeer. Well, you know, I don't know if you know about the 9 reindeer. Whatever you thought you knew about the 9 reindeer.
I know Vado, Cado, and Nado.
No, that's not the reindeer that we have.
They are part of the 9.
But we do have the same reindeer that you have heard about from childhood, where it's Dancer, Prancer, Dasher, Comet, Vixen, Donna, and
Donna retired. Donna tell me she couldn't pay me my money back because she retired.
No, this is not Donna.
This is
Donner.
Okay, good.
This is a male.
Donna, I'm sorry.
And apparently, you know, Rudy the red-nosed reindeer is also a female.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't know that, eh?
You didn't know that.
You didn't know that all the reindeer are female.
No, Donna.
Well, all isn't female. But Donna is a man.
I mean, technically, y'all do know that.
Aaron, I don't think we need to discuss gender right now.
Only female reindear antlers is fall off.
I scared to discuss gender with Aaron, okay?
And I'm going to pay my reindeer, probably.
But yeah, so some of the characters we have here, of course, we have Jay, the artist. And the artist. He is also someone I did improv with when I first started acting, him and Aaron. And also Shadfer was with us back in the day. We did the spot.
Shadfer, outside.
Outside before.
I was harassing him.
Flashback.
Yeah, and also Bohemian Trey. Everybody should know Bohemian Trey. So ironic. I want to tell the story. It's a quick joke. We made a stop right before coming here, and Trey was with me, and some young persons were serving us, right? And then this lady who came from the back, she was, of course, a senior person. She was like, oh, this is the guy who sing all those fresh songs, eh? And so Trey stopped, and Trey was like, it's ironic how the young persons didn't pick up on the fresh songs, but she came right there. As they say, why the older person had the point of their eyes to the fresh songs? What they just be listening to? So I guess that goes to show that his songs audience. Have been listening. His audience actually is very diverse, and it ain't catered to just the young persons, because they didn't even point that out. They get the older folks pointing that out now.
I have pressure.
I didn't hear all of his songs, by the way. But yeah, we have persons, very, very talented persons in this production. Young, active, very, very talented persons playing the reindeer and Mrs. Claus, and also the head elf of the toy workshop, and also the investigators.
So how many people are in the cast? I'm trying to picture this, right? This is Santa Claus being arrested. He locked up.
So
right?
He's not in the play. Story is around Santa Claus.
Then his elf and his reindeers are being interviewed. They can speak. They can talk.
Yes. So they have human personalities.
Human personalities. So one or two of them is Bohemians inside it. And they have some
A few of them are Bohemians. So you have Donna and Blitzen, who are Bohemians. They're brothers. You have Dancer and Prancer, who are twins, boy and girl, who are also Bohemian. And the most Bohemianist person, like almost like from the streets, would be Comet.
Who is the boy and who is the girl? Y'all, Prancer is the boy.
Prancer is the girl. Prancer.
Oh, okay. The girl.
And when Dancer.
When I was young, my grandma, no gallivanting, no prancing, no none of that.
Huh? Right, so Prancer is actually the girl and Dancer is the boy.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, boy
like
and girl.
That freedom.
Twins.
So how I know you're the playwright. How did this play come about, and how did you get involved and partner with University of the Bahamas? Because I know they have their students who come in to attend, and of course the faculty, right? How did this all come about?
All right. So this, like I said, being my first playwright, this stemmed from me being inspired to do something bigger than just stepping into the comedic world and stepping into, well, doing more than just acting or stage play. So when I wanted to write, when I had the idea to write my first script, I thought about my first production that I was actually in COB. I was a part of the drama club, and the first thing we did was, it was definitely about Santa Claus and the reindeer monologue. That's what it was, the 8 reindeer monologue by Jeff Good, or was it 9 reindeer, whatever it was. But we were the reindeer, and we had to actually do long monologues, and it wasn't a whole play. Well, it was a play, but it was just you go on stage and you tell your story about Santa Claus. And I couldn't find that actual script to rewrite it or to try to get, you know, permission. So what I did was I gone off the idea of it, and I just tried to remember or write my own story from it and made it more Bohemian. So this is where this play came from. So it's actually my first playwright from the first production I actually ever did.
Okay, let's talk to some of the cast, right? Sure. So they can explain what their role is. Yeah. Is this like a comedy or is this a serious plot? Because people get locked up. Right? People got locked up.
Yeah, comedy drama.
Comedy drama.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And is there like a costume design? Because I expect people to be dressed up, right? What can I anticipate in terms of the set?
Okay, so...
Who you get to...
Let's talk about the set.
Is it too late to get the contract for the snow?
It ain't too late. No. Okay, but we could talk to Jay about the staging. And then you can talk to the set
is pretty simple. It's basically two police stations.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody's being interviewed by the police. Evergreen.
Did you say
Jack Frost.
Y'all couldn't get all 9 reindeer in one police station?
They're in the police station. They're all in the North Pole East Station. But they're in different investigative... yeah, police. So it's in different, in different rooms. Yeah.
The question, interrogation room. I know you're in the North Pole, but are they being interviewed, by Bohemian police? Because you know they just get slapped up and thing when they do an interview.
No.
Or know if there's going to be some...
No. These are North Pole police.
Oh, no,
North Pole police are elves. So.
So it's difficult to jump up and slap a reindeer, technically. I mean, I tried it. It's a bit...
No, okay, so they're being interrogated, but not in an incriminating way. They lack in evidence, so need information from the reindeer.
That means don't get found guilty then.
That's why you have to watch the play.
That's why you need.
That's where you. That's where you get to watch.
You know how we get confessions.
You should have come in with your lawyer. They asking.
Yeah. Yo, that's fine. They ask a question, but I given them enough for to pique the interest. But you'd have to see the play to find out all that extra information on what's happening.
Let's go to the producer. Let's prep that caller. Oh, caller, welcome to the North Pole East Station.
Yeah.
You calling in to share some information?
I'm your guest.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all this thing going. Hey.
Hey, I hear you.
You sound well, man. Sound like you're not in the studio.
I am. We sharing mic, so that's why. So you go ahead and listen from Aaron's earpiece.
But what I want to say, right? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking of Yuri.
He listening.
Yuri, Aaron are too intelligent to be facetious with or be insulted on the airwaves. Thank you.
It can be hard because I insult everybody. I can't help it. This is who I am. It can be hard though. But thanks.
Don't worry, Brayman. He can get locked up right now with one of these reindeer. You let him play right there. Okay, gentlemen. Shadfa. What character? Well, I mean, don't gear us too much. Don't gear us too much, right? But what's going on with your boy Santa, man?
I ain't give you all nothing, boy. How about that? Everyone else answering questions. What if I give you all nothing? What if I tell you all, this is why you pay?
This is why you pay.
This is why you pay, and you come to see. Like, you should come, sit down. It's very entertaining. As stated before, it's a comedy and a drama. Now, I play Dasha, one of the reindeers, and the thing is about Dasha is just like me. I was the brethren. Why in the world would we snitch on Santa? Santa is the brethren. And as Nuri pointed out, these police ain't Bahamian police, so as long as they don't slap us up, we could run on all day. I ain't giving up nothing. Nothing.
So, what do you say, Dancer? No.
Dasha.
Dasha.
Dancer is my boy.
Yeah, no problem. Santa Black. It all depends on if he's a black Santa or a white Santa, whether I plan to confess and give him up. What color Santa?
No. Let's turn this on you. If he was black or white, what decision would you make?
Lock up.
No.
I don't snitch on white people. But I'm gonna lock up a black Santa. I just want to make sure so what we're doing. He guilty. I know the black Santas.
From you black and you tell me you from the North Pole, I get a problem, but you getting locked up.
Well,
what's that white snow around you?
Don't mind them Long Island people up in the Caucasus Mountains. No. We ain't worried you black, buddy. I just saying, what about Mrs. Claus?
Mrs. Claus is, what do you want to know about Mrs. Claus?
Is she good looking?
Oh, yeah, so Mrs. Claus is not an old raggedy woman. All right, let me clear it up there. If Mrs. Claus is looking... played by, I would say it's played by Leslie. And she's, Mrs. Claus is having to keep up with a very young and vibrant counterpart. Somebody is giving a competition for Santa Claus. So she keeps it young and nice.
See, these are the things I need to know for the investigation. Sound like Santa Claus needs to work. He may be working while he's working. That's why we got him. That's why y'all need to talk on this, brethren. How we could afford these two women?
Well, allegedly, he has one wife, and it's only alleged that
And 14 reindeer, and 75 elves.
Yeah, but Santa has, Santa ain't break.
Let me ask you another question. Santa, okay, good. He paying minimum wage?
Santa ain't paying, and he owns, basically the mayor of the North Pole.
He's the mayor. He's the mayor of the North Pole.
Yes.
They just have like, local elections.
Just like no man, this is international news. You know, Santa Claus is a big thing all over the world. I don't know if you knew that.
I'm just saying, it's 2025. You sound like Santa enslaving reindeer and elves and all kind of thing in the North Pole. It's no wonder you all got him locked up.
Well, I don't know. I don't think any of the reindeer feel enslaved. You could ask them.
But this time it's going to be funny. Like, well, it's going to be dropping on the ground, yeah, belly gutting, and you, or back teeth showing funny, where you, that you can't breathe. And you, I can't breathe type laughter. I mean, is it going to be, I could be anticipating this? Is it going to be that funny?
You should be anticipating between interest and funny. Like, it'll be funny, but you could be more interested in finding out what's going to be next.
What's next? That's where the drama comes in.
Yeah.
So what does Bohemian Tree does?
Well, my character, good morning everybody that's listening around the 242 and around the world. Right now, this play, I promise you, when I first saw the script, just like how you say, like, it could be some, a lot of what's going on right now. So I want you to make sure I come see this play, because there's a lot of what's going on when it comes to this play. Like he said, yeah, piquing your interest. And just off of that, like you say, it will bring that joy. It will bring that laughter. But for me, Comet is the character that I play. And of the reindeer, we from the Bahamas. And you know how Bahamian people go when it comes to certain things. We have different personalities in certain environment. So you have the this and you have the that. Like, you have certain people, like, I mean, I might be boastful in a certain situation, but then I might be scared in a certain situation. I think we all have a friend who know that could fit these different personalities. I can't tell you what Comet is, but he's one of them type of Bahamian personalities.
Comet sound like he's a snitch.
I mean,
I can sense snitching, right, from East Street. Not in North Pole East, but I from East Street. I can tell snitches.
Well, Comet is an island boy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I mean, Comet, I mean, we don't know. We gotta see. You know what I mean? But like I say, it's different personalities.
Let's go back to Stefan. Stefan, Comet is a snitch, right? Which one is him is a snitch?
No, I wouldn't incriminate my boy Comet like that. I didn't write the script for Comet to be. As a matter of fact, it's on the contrary. I think Comet is trying not to be a snitch, you know what I mean? I think he's Comet. You know what I mean? He's Comet. He's every Bahamian you know. You know, Bahamians, let's just say he is a Bahamian when it comes to something going down.
Specific reason why Comet can't be a snitch.
Right. Yeah. I'm just going to say.
See, all y'all young except Javan. I mean, because Javan and I are almost in second.
You
have no gray hair.
That's fine. I age well. And Javon don't look a day over 50.
My point is, none of y'all look like y'all get locked up or have police investigation, interrogation experience. I have interrogation experience. My face still sweat on one side, still swell up. Because interrogation experience. Y'all don't even know what the House of Pain is. Any
y'all that's been to John Canuto.
Y'all to sit down on bleachers. Y'all ain't know but rushing and jumping.
We know but walking on the road and jumping.
Anybody ever tell you to take off your laces and sit there until we call you?
Sometimes I just bring a gal just to see if they can still snatch her.
That makes sense.
Wait. Oh, so I said the thing you can't say?
No. Everything we were saying.
I know. I had a business idea. I just had a business idea. Next year, if anybody can make money off of junk, it could be me. I can't tell you.
First thing about Fight Club is
you don't talk about it.
Okay.
What were you talking about?
Yeah, go ahead.
There you go. All right, Stefan.
Yes.
So this is the most important thing.
Okay.
Y'all gonna have concessions?
Yes. So we have concessions time. We also have vendor. We have two vendor.
Right into the mic.
Okay. Two vendor. Each night is a different vendor. Sorry.
Oh, cool. Super cool.
We have Craving a Cookie, who is going to be there. One of my good friends who has a cookie business. She has.
Does she make savory cookies?
What are savory cookies first before you answer that? And I don't think no. I just let me say no.
Say yes.
Say yeah.
And then say, tell me what that is next.
Yeah, tell me what that is next.
A savory cookie. It's savory.
It's succulent.
It tastes
good. Her cookies taste good.
You ever had a cornbread cookie?
Let's just say she has some of the best cookies that I've tasted.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She has some nice different kinds. Even people for...
What the second vendor is?
The second vendor is Creative Case. And she does charcuterie boxes and little cups and stuff like that. Like, she have different sizes.
So she have like fancy cup and salty.
Fancy cracker and salty, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
She sells fancy crackers.
And she know the difference between a cracker and a biscuit.
And she does know the difference.
That's what why it costs.
Yeah, but outside of the concession, then these vendors will be there.
All right. Will there be alcoholic beverages available?
I am not actually sure of how you'll be concession is set up, to be honest with you. I don't know if they do. I think they do.
Okay, cool. And most important, how much it can cost?
The concession is
No, I mean to come in and
oh, so okay. So the play is right now, the play is $40 general, $50 VIP. At the door is $10 extra. So it'll be $50
and 60. General and
60. You know, you got to explain with VIP, because that's $10 difference. Right. I understand the $40, now you're saying $50 is VIP. What do the VIP people get?
So let me
tell
you what you get for that little $10 that you're going to pay. Actually, I'm getting more VIPs than
the salty come with the green Tabasco.
Yeah. So for the VIPs, you get a nice little gift bag from some of our sponsors. You also get to enter a raffle. We have some prizes to raffle from some... I have a few persons who sponsor gifts, and so we're raffling off some gifts, but only the VIPs are able to enter that. And also, you get closer seating in the venue.
And that's some prizes and gifts.
Okay.
Plural. Okay. Now,
for the $10.
More than one prize I can win.
More than one prize you can win, yeah.
You get the VIP ticket.
Providing.
You get two internationally recognized musicians inside your play with you.
Yes.
Is music an element of this play? Or will you have musical acts featured maybe in the intermission, afterwards, you know, like when I'm waiting for, because I valet my reindeer.
Well, intermission, honestly, I can honestly answer that I did not incorporate that part in this play, basically because the intermission is going to be short and because they're in the play. So I don't think there'd be, and I didn't want to take away
the focus.
Their role. Their role. I mean, and put that, you know what I mean?
We would still look like rain though.
Right, because they'd still be in costume.
Okay.
Right, and so... That wouldn't work, especially for intermission. And also, intermission is very short, if you didn't know, when it comes to stage play. So give people a chance to get something to drink and eat and come right back and see the rest of the show.
That's good. That's good. I always do. You know, I always want to ask. Because Shadfoo and Bahamian Tree, too. Like, I've been bigging up Johnny Cake all week with his new release, Old Head. She always have pulled 1,000 from her bra. But these two young boys right here, I mean, they are so fabulous. They're putting out so much work, right? That, like, this boy didn't even expect that I was going to talk about his track on the EP with who? Overdose, Red Shade Rhythm, right? Way Up, which is fabulous, right? Because you have taken a play that you saw and you remixed it.
Yeah.
Right? And you remixed it. And Overdose, take Red Shade by Ancient Man and turn it into a whole rhythm. Mm-hmm. And remix it, right? And then the boy them, the most beautiful thing about the EP is that each track on the EP is authentically Bahamian and authentically different. It's each track is not just a different style of music, a whole different era of music production.
Yeah.
I could definitely see how, like, in the acting community, for sure, and entertainment on the whole, the Bahamians are definitely doing a lot of great things. And, like, that's the reason why I'm so happy to be a part of this production, because when Mullers... You know, first, like I say, show me the script. I was like, boy, like, what's really going on here? And if you really look around the whole scape of entertainment, you notice where Bahamians are giving us more of Bahamian content. So big ups to people like Mullers who showing us that there are Bahamian creators who, you know, giving us so much different sorts of type of content, like authors and playwrights and, you know, dancers. No pun intended to, you know, dancer, but like you have like so many different Bahamians who showing us like how to be our authentic Bahamian selves with a twist.
And why I ask is this boy Shadfoo here, he's made production. Like he making a music video.
No, I know.
But the video is a part of the production of the song. As well, you think I forget Astonishing with Giovanni and RUA?
That's
so amazing.
Like, no, y'all gotta understand. Like, I ain't even. That's like a weird deep cut to bring up. Like, cause it ain't even about you forgetting it. It's you being one of the 14 people who were aware of it. Like, that's
because it's a whole production. This boy was Johnny Depp. But Captain Sparrow.
I remember that.
Ah, right. Wow. Timmy is from the spot.
Yeah,
right?
And Gio, yeah.
But it was a production. Improv is obviously like the improv. Shadfoo is like, look here, I need 7 prop. We got this. And but that's why I asked if they're going to do music because like the play and what they're doing in the play, these by them is make music video right?
Right.
Just like that. And so what a wonderful combination, a synergy of talent and energies. And I hope you could extract from them.
No.
All that you can for your production, because they are a well of talent.
Okay. So let me talk about what you mentioned with the young talent that I have in the play. And I'm glad you specifically point out these two, because when I thought about the auditions for the play, in my brain, these are persons I actually targeted for the specific roles, because the role that he plays mimics who he is as a person.
Oh, nice.
As well as Bahamian trait. That's why he's the most Bahamian reindeer. And so I wouldn't say just my creative genius, but when I think of things, I always try to, because people who pour in me, I have to try to pour into someone else. So I give them room to exploit not just their acting abilities, but they could do whatever they want on their platform when it comes to the collaboration between me and them. We come from two different fields. They do music and I do acting. Well, I know Shadford to do some acting too. Like I said, we was doing acting back in the day. I first saw Bahamian Trey, never knew he did acting until I saw him in a Shakespeare in Paradise production over in September, in the fall. And so when I realized that he actually does acting, I was like, and he actually good at it, I was like, but this is perfect for what I want to see. And so I say that to say, no, I may not have incorporated music in the play.
You're saying he missed the mark, Aaron. He missed the mark.
Like, no, but what I'm saying
really
is...
You gave him a good idea, but the production real close.
Right. No. It ain't just that. It's the production is not... I don't like musicals anyways. So I would have never asked him to do a musical.
Hold on. Which is ridiculous, because I going to go watch a Bahamian musical and if Stephen Lightburn in it, just tell me. I can pull the money out of my pocket. I can rob somebody.
No, that was a joke.
Because I can rob somebody to go watch a musical.
No, that's a joke. Their music obviously supersedes anything that I'm doing here in this play. And so it's almost like a share in talent right now. So they can do, whether they want to write a song about what they're doing, whether they want to do a soundtrack, they are free to create that with themselves without me having to invite them to do that.
Music is definitely incorporated in the play.
Right.
I
wanted to know about promotion, right? Because Bahamian Trey does a lot of TikTok, everyone pace promotion of it. But I wanted, before I lose my track, you partner with the University of Bahamas, but I don't know where to buy tickets. And I'm not sure where, because the campus is big now. University of Bahamas campus is big. I'm not sure where on the University of Bahamas campus that you will be doing the stage play. And I remind people, it's $40 for regular, then it's $50 for VIP. And VIP get access to prizes and gift bags and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Okay, but go ahead. Where on University of Bahamas campus, and where can I buy tickets?
All right, so it's the, what do they call it, the theater? Just because
Performing
Arts Center, right? Usually,
Park.
The performing arts center.
Because it's be jam up with people.
Right, because it's be jam up with people. No, it's the Performing Arts Center at the University of the Bahamas. You can link me for tickets. I have my contacts that I can definitely share, which is 423-3375. That's my WhatsApp. You can hit me up for tickets. Also, you can, because I do free delivery. You know what I mean? I'm in the streets trying to sell these tickets.
Shout out to the people who text you just to say hi.
Yeah, that's fine. My number in private. And also, it never was. I'm a professional host, Aaron. So my number is everywhere. Don't worry about that. I just get them, folks. Also, you can go to Da Vinci Printing in Village Road Plaza.
All right.
They're one of my ticket holders. And also, Slaytech 242. That's my good friend, Angel. And she does, Angel Hanna, she does nails. So she's a nail tech.
Your cousin, Angel Hanna?
That's on...
Oh, yeah.
You
don't know about Hannah Hasty Tynes, eh?
That's on Cowper. I scared to answer some of your questions, Aaron. You should know that. I know you a long time. But yeah, that's on Cowper Road. So you have a place on Cowper, you have a place on Village Road, then you have me with the distribution of tickets. And the number, again, is 3375. You can hit me at WhatsApp or call if you want tickets. And like I said, I do free delivery. I also have group rates. So if you're between 5 to 10 people, you get 20% off your group rate. And if you have 10 or more, you get 25% off of the collective.
So who is your target audience for this play? And I haven't asked Javan about his role in the play. You's a reindeer too?
Yep.
Oh, I thought she's one of the elf or some sort. You know, you done
good. Oh, no. That was my first. And then, never mind. So before I get Jay. Say again to my boy Jay later, okay? Before I let Jay take over, you asked about... What did you ask just now? Sorry, my attention span gone just now. You asked about...
Performing Arts Center. Where to get the tickets?
And he said something just now.
Let's go straight to Javan.
Okay, let's go straight to Javan.
Yes, I'm good. So I play Dancer, the twin of Prancer, right? Now the thing is, Santa and me have beef because this man.
No offense to the cows.
I still shake up about. So, yeah. I don't know. I might make try to stay in jail because I have a serious vibe with Santa.
And mostly because you all have beef and not venison. You see what I did there?
This is why I said no offense to the cow.
Venison catching?
Bing, bing, chong, chong.
They catch it.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank
you for support, Aaron. These guys don't know you.
They don't, not at all.
Oh, yes, I remember what he asked. He asked about the rating. So it's rated C in the Bahamian rating.
It's an adult show.
It's an adult show. It's 18 and over to watch it. And because you don't want to bring your kids here to know all these things, it's the storyline, not really no profanity or nothing like that.
Forget the content. I don't need children watching me laughing at that.
At laughing at that, right. Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like the
six. It needs to be a space where children, you only see adults as serious, yes. At least some of us. I don't need you to see me having this type of fun.
That
ruins the
it.
Whole illusion yes, of maturity.
I love that.
That's the play is, the doors open at 6 p.m. And the showtime is 7 p.m.
Is it Perry Christie 7?
I don't understand that.
You are also late. It's okay.
You see, I don't follow politics. I try not to because of my affiliations.
It's okay. What, don't ask. Mullers macaroni.
Mullers macaroni.
Speaking of familiar faces, there's a lot of
family.
What you say, Andre?
Speaking of familiar faces, there's a lot of familiar faces in this play. If you're a person who consumes a lot of acting content in the Bahamas, you're definitely gonna recognize a lot of familiar faces, especially if you're recognizing the some that's in this room right now.
Right, like, give the rest of the cast.
Big up to everybody who's everybody in the cast, man. Yeah, we got Jason in here, we got Shad in here, we got Darnell Morrison, big up to Darnell. We got Archeria, we got Tanrika, we got Lakeisha, we got Jamel, we got Samia, is how it's pronounced,
Samia,
right? Because
yeah,
I always just pronounce her name wrong
Samia.
Whenever we have conversations and things. But Sarah, as well as another
one. Hold on, Sarah?
Sarah.
Morning, Sarah.
All right, then.
Sarah, yeah.
T-Day, also, big up to T-Day, like, you know, T-Day, big up to T-Day Pierre. He just came from Prague not too long ago. Him and Sarah, by the way.
Yes.
Amazing actor. Yes. Amazing Bohemian actor. Young Bohemian actor.
What Sarah was doing in Prague? They was doing Shakespeare?
Yes. They were acting.
Sarah from the sport?
Sarah.
Come on, big up Sarah.
Big up to new actor, Valenka. I'm not sure if I mentioned Regina as well.
Regina.
And we got Irvine. I'm not sure if you know.
Hold on, you say Felicia?
Valenka. She's new to the stage.
Yes.
Okay. So I have like two new roles. And everybody has like been on stage before.
What's Valenka's last name?
Valenka. I'm not sure, but Valenka is a brand new actor to the play, and Archeria, Rose, big up to the whole
Archeria
cast,
from the spot.
Archeria from the spot,
a lot of familiar faces. So big up to everyone who's in the cast. And
so, if you're in the Orange community,
Leslie, Miss Claus, we mentioned her before, but Leslie is that lovely voice y'all have heard over the years selling all fast food.
As in Les Boogie.
Yeah.
We know Les Boogie.
Hold on. So you know Hannah H.D. Tynes then? Good stuff. Okay, good. Shout out to our good cousin, Les and Boogie Leslie Ellis Tynes, HHT cousin.
Lie, 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 lie.
Yeah, thank you for that.
A lot of familiar faces.
Thank you for that, Trey.
Is there a landing page, a website? I know you're saying call you on your personal cell phone, but I'm a person who like people in costume. I like things be sold like to me. Rollout. Yeah, I like short version skits and say, okay, come to watch that.
You like documenting evidence in the midst of police investigations?
Well, if you want to, on Facebook, you have, I created an event there on Facebook. I don't know if that's what you're referring to. But in terms of going out, we haven't been out in public as a group, honestly, to exploit the play. However, you would see us around. The idea was there, but we never, I guess, we was too busy trying to rehearse.
We here right now.
I was just going to say, we here now. Yeah, let's do this.
This content for the whole week.
Right, what are the dates again?
The dates are...
This Friday?
This Friday, the 17th of January, the 18th of January. Both nights, the doors open at 6. Both nights, the showtime is at 7 p.m.
Right, there's going to be concessions. There's going to be drinks.
And also, sorry, let me shout out... Oh, also, I need to shout out... Incendium. I will shout out all the sponsors as well. Incendium, because I just posted that.
What days do?
Incendium Photography. But now he opened up Cyril Saunders. He opened up photo. The little props will be there as well, so you guys could be in the foyer, take some photos before the showtime starts. Revive Beauty Essentials, which is partnered with Spa. Goes my good friend Debbie. You probably know Debbie, the writer.
I could get my makeup, my makeover before I go into this play. Like,
you have to talk to Debbie about that. Craving a cookie, definitely. Tanya Wims, Craving a cookie. She is, trust me when I say,
savory.
I got sample cookies for my VIP people so they could taste and patronize a business. And essentially yours. Also, my good friend Garcelle makes candles, and she has these natural scents. She makes them from scratch, and these candles are so therapeutic. I purchased them. She actually be at the Yamacraw farmers market that happens every other Saturday, and they're relaunching the farmers market, I think the end of this month or the beginning of next month. And so she is there doing her candles, and you need to check that out. Also, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, that's who got my big poster printed and doing some work. And also, like I say, selling my tickets. Slaytech, she is donating. So you could go there and purchase tickets on Cowpen. And she is donating some, I guess, whatever ladies is doing today, Niels.
It's too late for Da Vinci Printing to make a wanted, big wanted poster for Santa Claus, eh? Because I know they do excellent work.
Thanks for that. I'd probably go right back and get one of them for real.
So, Javon, what do you thought about being approached?
Also, one more, sorry. Go ahead, man. Two more sponsors, sorry.
How you can forget sponsors, too?
Huh?
How you can forget sponsors?
No, I forget them. I started to mention them. There's a lot that's been going on in my head as a creative genius, as they said I was, okay? So give me a second.
I'm
delayed, but never denied. All right, yeah. So J&S Designs and More, that's the lady who is doing shirt printing for the production. And I'm actually going full into a production company, by the way. So you'll hear about Mullis International Productions very soon. And also KS Creative, that's the Creative Touch. That's the lady who does the charcuterie. Boxes and cups and stuff like that. And we have some other sponsors that are trying to get on board last minute, but I'll wait to confirm that before I can mention their names. So, yeah, I have a lot going on.
This Friday coming.
The doors open at 6. The name is Reindeer Tales. T-A-L-E-S. Like telling a story. Reindeer Tales. And Saturday.
Okay, it's going to be at the University of Bahamas.
Saturday at the University Performing Arts Center, the University Park, right? And the showtime is at 7 p.m. Please get your tickets now. Trust me, I am out here like a rabbit. Or I was going to say reindeer in my head. I am delivering tickets. I am in my car to anyone who hit me up and needs tickets.
So
free delivery.
You gain a special discount to Royal Bahamas Police Force officers?
Why would I do that?
Because it's an educational...
They get plenty money.
It's an educational opportunity.
They get plenty
they
money.
They could learn... It's like a cultural exchange.
And you know that.
Yeah, no, I don't think...
They learn how to lock up people in the cold.
I think they need to come support it. They definitely could come support it. You know what I mean? They may get... One or two of them may get free entry if they're in the uniform just to stand by the door and make sure nobody come in with no
thing. You know what I mean? These things.
Yeah. Stuff like that. I could do that.
The side where I could see the stage, though.
Sorry?
The side you, I could stand in the side where I could see the stage.
Though. I mean, I could stand by the stairs that leads to the stage. Mm.
Pretty
at least
you hear the play.
They there. They can hear it. Yeah, they can hear it. And they get a freak for me. Yeah.
And they get cookie.
They get a cookie.
But we're going to take a quick break. We are with Mullers International, a.k.a. Stephen Liburn, right? He has this big time play that everybody's talking about. It's called Reindeer Tales. Not the tales in behind them, but they're telling stories. And one of them is the bad guy because one of them pimp. And I think it's artist Javan who pimp on Santa because they have beef, not venison, with Santa. See, the reason why I'm telling all my jokes is because I know Javan them was doing plays. But anyway, we talk about it afterwards. We just take a quick commercial break. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-234.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Stay.
Oh, yeah.
Stay. Stay.
Let's go.
Stay.
To do the crime.
Stay.
Bust through the time.
Stay.
Kimmy and Sting say so.
Stay.
Oh yeah,
stay.
Let's go. Crime doesn't pay, boy.
Crime doesn't pay.
Don't throw your life away.
It doesn't pay.
If being bad was good, boy,
then why they lock away?
Don't mind what your friends say, boy.
Crime doesn't pay.
Listen, prison only looks good from the outside, but when you behave bad, boy, now that's a different vibe.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I see people calling Erin on the side and say, Erin, I need information. And so that's what she's doing, why I couldn't come back. She's actually texting and voice noting people.
All right. Just as we start the show, Bamintre, I remember Stefan saying, yeah, I was thinking about Trey for this character because he's the most Bahamian of the characters. That's what you have brought to Bahamian music and the evolution. It's like, look, we could go to the sky. I still take in Bahamas with me.
That's how it should be for everybody.
Right? That song you did with Ronnie Butler and Father Fats.
Father Fred.
That's why I can't
pick
find
up
it.
Up to Father Fats.
I search in Father Fats.
Father Fats. Pick up the Father Fats wherever you start.
That boy is teeth. With Father Fred, Ronnie Butler. How important was it for you to work with the legends, not just to know them, not just to talk to them, but to work with them, and like, and then following that, you want to continue doing plays and stuff like that?
If I be honest, at the time that, like I always think about and I'm always so grateful for when I think about it, is it was definitely all about the idea that was brought forth by Charlie Brown and Reality at the time, because I remember when we were making the song, Father Fred and I and Reality and those, we didn't know who the feature was going to be yet. We actually didn't know. And we also recorded the song separately from Ronnie Butler at the time, because as you know, he was bedridden at the time, but as you know, like, this man is so strong. Like, he still was, as you know, performance. See him, nice, like, crispy voice you hear is still him, nice and strong at, you know, at that time in 2017. And when I found out about it, I mean, it was definitely something that gave me a sense of pride at that time. Because I'll be honest, I didn't know much of his songs at that time. But that after working with Ronnie Butler, I got, like, a different appreciation from not just working with him, but meeting him and getting to have conversations to understand, like, hey, this Bahamian thing is something to, just having knowledge of self just puts a different sense of pride in you. And I mean, like I said, when it comes to the whole acting entertainment community, I'm seeing that renaissance happen throughout the whole, you know, scape, and like just all, across the board. The whole landscape is having this sense of self, and it's like everybody is now taking, like you say, that mantle to say, but wherever I go, if I get into the mountaintops, I want my flag be with me.
Okay, Stefan, you're an actor. you manage stage play, why did you choose to say, I can write something? And why your first debut on writing a play, right? You decided to do a drama comedy, you know? And how did you come up with this?
The dramedy.
And how did you come up with this concept? Bohemian-eyed reindeers plotting against Santa Claus. He got locked up for. What did all the Santa Claus do again?
Which is just like such an amazing thing to think about.
Bohemian-eyed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like I mentioned earlier, the play, my first play that I've acted in on a stage, it was in CLB. It was, I think, the Reindeer Monologues, like I said. It was by Jeff Good, and I couldn't find the actual play to rewrite that. When I decided, like I say, I wanted to do something different or outside of what I do, stepping into another arena. So writing was something I always wanted to do, and I just didn't have either the time or I wasn't in the space to do it. And then, but of course, when I prayed about it, I tried to find something that I was good at doing but never actually tried to do, which was writing. All right. Now, it may not be in a lot of person's eyes the type of thing you would see someone like me to say, well, I'm going to write something like this. But it just brings back so much memories, and it's meaningful to more than just it's a very meaningful thing to me. And it's attached to me in terms of it being one of my first plays that I'm going to write. And it came from something that I first did when it came to acting. To Bohemianize it, it was very easy to do because, of course, my cast is all Bohemian. And in the Orange community now, you have a lot of talent. And I wanted to somewhat exploit on a different level in my arena some of this talent and not water down anything they're doing. Even though they don't be on stage together, they work well together. And so when we have our rehearsals, whether we're running scenes or running the whole play, you know, the cast just, they do their thing, all right? I also want to shout out Daskwe. Daskwe has also been involved in this production. He has been not seen a lot by the cast, but in the back end, me and Daskwe do a lot of work together. And I can't leave this studio without giving him some credit in terms of encouraging.
Don't talk about Daskwe. The last time I see Daskwe, we was practicing. We was breaking into a house, right?
What?
And we hear a crack. This boy say, I got to go, guys. I got gas in my elbow. I ain't seen the boy since then.
We at Daskwe do a lot of work behind the scenes. We encourage each other a lot in things we doing on the back end. He did his comedy thing, his comedy special, and he actually involved me in all three of his comedy shows and trying to put my label on a bigger platform. And this is something I must commend him for because it literally put my name. Listen, go ahead.
Okay. No. I've just realized I have 1 minute. I need you to.
All right, no problem. Explain.
But let me just say,
go ahead.
I want to say this. This is not a Das Great production. You know the before your time, right? His part. Okay.
Nah.
That's that joke.
I know about it. I just that you said it. So I see why they didn't let you on the spot.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I can remember that shade.
I had to catch you in one. You do my friends too bad, so I just have to catch
you. As tall as that way is, you can't forget the shade, man.
Quickly.
My boy like
so I just want to big up everybody. Sorry, it's slow to speak, but the show definitely is Reindeer Tales. It's at the University of the Bahamas. This Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th of January, 2025.
At the Performing Arts Center.
At the Performing Arts Center. VIP, $50.
In advance.
And at the door is $50 and $60. Right. And the VIPs, of course, you get to enter a raffle and win some prizes.
And the cookies are succulent.
And the cookies are succulent.
Savory and succulent.
Yes. I don't know what that means.
There'll be two different vendors on each night.
Each night is a different vendor. And so you would be interested.
And he's by them taking you all the way to the North Pole.
To the North Pole. The Bahamians taking you to the North Pole. Big up to everybody in the studio, shot for a Bahamian trip.
Which you all traveling on, artists. Bahamas Air or Western Air?
No, we
it's very important what time the doors open.
Santa has a sleigh.
Okay.
We have some of the fastest reindeer in the world.
All right, because, you know, you miss
one
your flight.
One may get you there early and one may
One may decide not to.
I just wanted to thank you very much, Stefan Lightburn, a.k.a. Mullis International, and thank your entire cast. This has been Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you guys for having me.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.